You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've been out looking for wildflowers around the Sacramento region recently, maybe you took a tour of Jepson Prairie Preserve or are planning to go to a poetry workshop at Wildflower Ridge in Nevada County, there is a good chance you have experienced a land trust. But what is a land trust? You may be asking. I have had that question myself internally. Joining us today to explain is Karen Winters. She's the California Onward Program Director for the California Council of Land Trusts. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
So can you start by explaining question number one? What is a land trust?
A land trust is a community-based nonprofit organization whose mission and purpose is solely dedicated to the preservation, conservation of land, natural resources, agricultural land in perpetuity.
How many land trusts are there across California?
That's an excellent question.
It seems like it's a simple question and a more complicated answer.
Exactly. There are probably about 100 larger land trusts that are working throughout the state, but there may be as many as 200 to 300 of smaller land trusts that are only working to conserve maybe just a couple of acres.
What are some of the pieces of land that someone might experience and encounter when they're walking through a land trust and maybe they don't realize it?
Well, it totally varies. You know, California is such a diverse state, and so land trusts are protecting forests, they're protecting prairies, they're protecting agricultural lands, they're protecting ranch lands, they're protecting desert lands, the coast, the mountains, everywhere throughout California. And so a lot of times people think that maybe they're hiking on a park. A lot of land trusts have public access for their property. And so you're on a hike, or maybe you're going fishing, or maybe you're out looking at wildflowers or just driving through an area. And that may be private land that's owned and protected by a land trust.
I would imagine there are probably some land trusts as well that the public is not invited to walk through. Maybe it's tied with a university.
Maybe, but a lot of times land trusts are working to conserve and preserve our natural resources, our water, clean air, and so they may be protecting land that has endangered species on it, or may be protecting land that has in that way. And so they don't want to have public access in case a plant could be trampled on or an animal may be scared or something along those lines. But most of the land trusts, even if their preserves are not open to the general public at all the time, a lot of them have special guided hikes or events where you can go and access that property.
Yeah, educational opportunities.
Exactly. Exactly. And along with that, then, you know, education, land trusts, that is a big part of their mission, is educating community, school children about the work they do and also about the natural environment in their community.
How does someone go about creating a land trust? They want to preserve a piece of land in California.
Yeah. Well, like I said, a land trust is a nonprofit. So you create a nonprofit organization no differently than you would create any other nonprofit organization. And so, you know, you need a mission and a board, and you register with the state of California that you are working for the public benefit or the public trust.
Yeah. And that preservation is for generations to come. It's supposed to be ongoing. So how do you fund that as a land trust?
That's a great question. So land trusts, exactly. When they preserve land, they preserve it in perpetuity forever. That is one of the marks of a land trust, is they are invested in this land forever. And so that means that they have to take care of it along the way. And so they need to maybe do some restoration, or they maybe need to plant some additional plants, or they need to restore some fencing that came down, or anything. I mean, if you have a backyard, you're taking care of your land. Land trusts are doing that on acres and acres and hundreds and thousands of acres worth of property. So it's it takes a lot of effort. And so land trusts, the state of California is an excellent partner to land trusts, and they've been able to raise, land trusts been able to raise a lot of money to partner with the state to preserve the land. But there's not a lot of public funds available to take care of the land. So I think a lot of people have heard about, like, their public parks budgets have been cut. And so the public agencies maybe are doing less maintenance on parks than people would like to see because budgets have been cut. Well, land trusts have to raise that money to be able to take care of their parks from the general public, from the community.
Donations.
From donations, exactly.
Is it common for a land trust to have a separate entity like an endowment for the sole mission of supporting the land trust in perpetuity?
So some of the luckier land trusts, yes, they do. And sometimes when they're able to conserve land, whoever, and land trusts only work with willing sellers. They only work with people who want to preserve their land. And so sometimes when land is preserved, they are lucky enough to get a donation that they can put into endowment. And that donation is restricted to only taking care of that land. But other times, land trusts just have to raise the money year after year after year to take care of that property.
If someone donates to a land trust or is thinking about it, what do you want them to know about where their donation, their money will go towards?
So their donation is going to go towards their community. Land trusts are community organizations, and they're going to go to natural resources, community-based education. They're going to go to training programs. They're going to go to restoration. They're going to go to protecting the natural areas and clean water and clean air in their community.
And you are with the California Council of Land Trusts.
Correct.
How does the council support land trusts in the state?
So the California Council, we're a membership organization of land trusts throughout the state, and we provide educational opportunities. We run conferences. We provide advocacy work at the state capitol, and we do educational programs, capacity building programs. We're just about to launch some grant programs for our land trust to help them build their capacity.
How many members do you have?
We have almost 50 members.
From all over the state?
From all over the state, from the North Coast and all the way down to the southern deserts, yes.
Well, Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Karen Winters is the California Onward Program Director for the California Council of Land Trusts, and we've been talking about how these trusts preserve our natural resources for generations to come.